Saturday is Halloween, and this man...
Hi, my name's Tim Littlewood. I work at the Natural History Museum here in London.
...handles more gross and terrifying creatures than just about anyone in England. And he loves it.
I do. I'm a parasitologist, so I tend to work on things that live inside other animals, and most people think of them as quite gross and revolting. But upon looking at these things and studying them, they are the most beautiful, spectacular animals you can find.
Well, appropriate for Halloween then, let's take a look at some of the perhaps gross, perhaps revolting, perhaps beautiful creatures you've got in your collection.
I'll try and convince you.
This building itself is as beautiful as any creature. London's Natural History Museum is a temple to science. The halls are lined with stone arches in amber and blue, ceilings vaulted like a cathedral, with sunlight streaming down onto the specimens below. Dr. Tim Littlewood leads us behind the scenes, into the museum's depths, where slithery creatures lurk unseen by tourists. Our first stop is a plain set of cabinets, buzzing with history.
So these are cabinets that were owned by the Rothschild family, as in Baron Rothschild.
What decade are we talking about?
Sort of late 1800s up to the early 1920s. And Rothschild was an avid collector of fleas. And so what you're seeing here are some incredibly small specimens.
These are so tiny, each one is like a speck of dust.
They are. All of these slide cabinets, and there must be hundreds of drawers within which there are tens and to 50 or so slides each. So there are thousands and thousands of specimens here.
Great. Well, show us what else you have.
Okay. So I started with fleas because I think they're great.
even though they're That's a sentence I've never heard spoken before.
Well, they are great. I mean, they're small. They jump enormous heights. They do horrible things to people. What can't be more fascinating than that?
Fascinating? Absolutely. Yuck? Absolutely. And things are about to get much worse. Or better, if you're a parasitologist. Welcome to the worm room.
So this is Anisakis simplex. Anisakis is a roundworm, and you can see, what, a few thousand, perhaps, worms here. They're each maybe a couple of inches long, and they look a lot like vermicelli or...
egg drop soup, maybe.
Egg drop soup, exactly, the sort of thing you might... a condiment for your dish. Now, it wouldn't be too unusual for you to take a piece of marine fish that you've bought from the market, nice and fresh, and you start filleting it, and a couple of these things start wriggling out. And
you're kidding. If I go to a fishmonger and he cuts open a fish and I see these little things wriggling inside, if I cook the fish, am I going to be okay?
If you cook the fish, yes.
But if I eat sushi, am I going to get these things?
Yes, you are, and that's going to be extremely unpleasant because they burrow inside your flesh and they like to dig around. The important thing to remember when you talk to a parasitologist, I can put you off pretty much any foodstuff there is. So most of the things
from now on, I will only eat blackened things that
exactly.
have been...
So, you know, we can put you off meat quite easily, but I can also put you off plants because I don't think I have
so
one
being
here.
Vegetarian is no safeguard.
That's no safeguard either because a lot of liver flukes like to put their larval stages on plant material. So classic case is watercress. This is Fasciola hepatica. The liver fluke, this is from a liver of a cow.
So this is from a cow that's been grazing on wild salad greens that
exactly.
had these liver fluke eggs in them. And if I had been eating the wild salad greens, I might have...
You too would have had a lovely population of flattened liver flukes like this, yes.
In and among these various worms and flukes, you have some fat things that look like grubs?
Yes, these are isopod crustaceans.
They have legs.
They have legs. They've got exoskeletons.
Oh.
They look like mini armadillos in some respect.
Each one about an inch long.
And you'll see that the appendages underneath curl around, and they've got these little claw-like appendages.
Wait, are these inside of someone, or do they go on the outside?
Bit of both, in that they grip. These are not human, sorry, just before you freak out too much. but these are found in fish, and they cling on to the tongue. And the tongue begins to atrophy, it begins to degrade and fall apart. But the isopod stays there, so it becomes a functional tongue.
You know, now that you say it, the thing looks a little bit like a tongue.
Exactly. So that's a beautiful adaptation as a parasite.
It is a beautiful, beautiful adaptation.
There you go.
Beautiful is definitely the word that comes to mind. You've shown us creatures that have come from South America, Africa, India. Where did you obtain this little sample in this jar right here?
This was brought up to the parasitic worms section by a member of the Natural History Museum staff.
Describe to me how somebody who works at the Natural History Museum delivers this sample to you.
Yes, so obviously it wasn't through dissection, but through, let's say, natural processes. He was alarmed one morning to see something unexpected in his bathroom. And good soul that he was, remembering that this is a biological specimen and shouldn't necessarily be flushed away, he retrieved the specimen and brought it to us.
This is a true Halloween horror story.
Absolutely. So what's important about any specimen in the museum is knowing where does it come from, when was it collected?
And the date is 2012, so these problems are still with us.
They certainly are. I think in the case of this particular individual, this singular problem solved itself.
Thank you very much for this tour. It's been I'm not sure if I would say a pleasure, but it's been fascinating.
Great. You're very welcome. Do come again.
And happy Halloween.
And happy Halloween.
Dr. Tim Littlewood of London's Natural History Museum. By the way, today he emailed us with some good news. Quote, "There should be no parasites in Halloween candy."